This from 1939 is the Swift Jewel Cowboys with Fannett. Recorded on the Vocations label, the Swift Jewelry Cowboys were formed as a promotional band for Swift and Company oil refiners to promote salad dressings and other products of the Jewel Oil and Shortening Company. The band made appearances at store openings, rodeos, and other public places, and performed on sponsored radio shows. Fell in Love with a Girl is a song by the American garage rock band The White Stripes, written and produced by Jack White for the band's third studio album, White Blood Cells. That was in 2001. In 2003, Joss Stone covered the song but retitled it Fell in Love with a Boy for her debut studio album, Soul Sessions.
Sometimes these feelings can be so misleading. He turns and says, are you alright? Oh, I must be fine, cause my heart's still beating. Come and kiss me by the riverside. Sarah says it's cool, she don't consider it cheating. Ah, 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 ah. Pain. Can't keep away from the boy. That two sides on my brain need to have a meeting. Can't think of anything to do. My left brain knows all love is fleeting. He's just looking for something new. I said it once before, but it bears repeating. Ah, 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 ah. Thing to do. say, is it looking for something new? I said it once before, but it bears repeating. Sometimes these feelings can be so misleading. He turns and says, are you alright? Oh, I must be fine, cause my heart's still beating. Come and kiss me by the riverside. Sarah says it's cool, she don't consider it cheating.
Don't go telling no more, don't go telling no more. Don't go telling no more lies on Sarah. Don't go telling no more, don't go telling no more. Don't go telling no more lies on Sarah.
Is it looking for something new? I said it once before, but it bears repeating.
First Time I Met the Blues by Buddy Guy and Junior Wells was written by Little Brother Montgomery and was first released by Little Brother in 1937. Buddy Guy released a version in 1960, then he and Junior Wells released a version together in 2005. Jack Bruce of Cream also released a version in 1994.
The first time I met the blues, I was walking down through the woods. Yes, the first time I met you, blue. Don't you know I was walking down through the woods. Me all the harm that you could. The blues got after me. If you know they ran me from tree to tree.
Eagle Boogie is a song released by Dr. Isaiah Ross on his 2011 album Harmonica Boss Blues. Isaiah Ross, known as Dr. Ross, was an American blues musician who usually performed as a one-man band, simultaneously singing and playing the guitar, harmonica, and drums. Ross's primal style has been compared to John Lee Hooker, Blind Boy Fuller, and Sonny Boy Williamson.
Oh. including that.
The song 40 Cups of Coffee was written by Danny Overbeer and was first recorded and released by Danny Overbeer with King Kolax and his orchestra in 1953. Daniel Dorsey, Danny Overbeer, was an American rhythm and blues singer, guitarist and songwriter, best known for his songs Train, Train, Train and this 40 Cups of Coffee, which he wrote and recorded in the early 1950s.
And start to pulling out my hair. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home. A quarter to 12 and you're still not in. coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home. A quarter to three, I start watching the clock. The phone won't ring, so I'm waiting for your knock. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home.
Blues songs cover every possible subject, as evidence here is Memphis Minnie with one of her country blues songs about a horse. It was her father's horse, called Frankie Jean. She said it was a trotting fool, and in her words, the runningest horse ever.
My papa had a horse. His name was Frank Jean. Man, that's the runnest horse the world ever seen. And it just do me good to ride old Frank Jean. And it do you good to sit and listen to him sometime when he coming down that pike road, almost making his feet tall. Man, that's the strangest foot horse the world ever seen. Something kind of like this. Go on, Frank Jean, go on. I had him out with me once he got loose. I couldn't catch him to save my life. I called Frank Jean my corner. He didn't seem to pay me no mind. I went and told my papa, how would you do if you want to catch a horse? He said, how did you do? I said, I called mine. Called Frank Jean, called him. He didn't seem to pay me no attention. So that's a horse, you didn't call him right. You must whistle when you want your horse to come to you. Something kind of like this. Then he come and sang a footing to me. So I took him out again, he got loose from me. I called him and called him. He didn't seem to pay me no attention. I thought about what Papa said. You was a horse. I must whistle for you. Something like this. Then he comes saying fun to me. Thank you. place once. I had $5,000 bet on Frank Jean. Hope I wasn't scared at all, cause I know he wasn't gonna let me lose. Boy, he let me lose, he run off all his shoes. Something like this. Go on, Frank Jean.
And with that, I declare this week's meeting closed. We'll be back next week with a brand new agenda, so look forward to seeing you then, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. In the meantime, bye for now.